Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and that all is going well for you and yours. As always, we are honored to be speaking with you today, and we also are very happy for the fact that you are kind enough to allow us to share some of your time, and that you feel as though the show has something in which is interesting and hopefully informative to be shared with you. Planning ahead for a better life. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that we live in an ever-changing world. However, we must have plans in place on how we're going to get where we want to get. We need to have goals. Knowing that not everything can be planned and not everything can be worked out, we need to also have an open mind and have flexibility and adjustability so that we can accomplish the things that we want to accomplish, understanding that, again, we live in a world where life is forever changing and the things around us are also forever changing. But again, like I said, also having the types of flexibility that are going to help you. As everyone knows, like anything, if anything is too rigid, then that means that forces are going to be put upon it that could bend it, break it, or maybe weaken it or disfigure it. So as we go through life, we need to have a level of flexibility. And when I say that we need to have plans, what I'm talking about is that we need to have, one, some basic goals, but understand that along the way there's going to be adjustments. As someone said, or I have hundreds of people have said in the past, success does not happen in a straight line. It happens in a series of different events that happen, and there's a whole bunch of things that can actually come up that can actually get in our way or cause us to have to make detours in our decisions in order for us to get where we need to get. But as they also say, we also need to keep our eye on the prize. And while keeping our eye on the prize, and I know this sounds complicated, but while keeping our eye on the prize, we also need to remember that sometimes we will have to adjust even the ultimate goal that we have in order to get to where we need to be. Now, that doesn't mean that we're supposed to continuously get distracted from the goals in which we have, but what it does mean is that in order for us to get to those goals, we need to understand that there are many paths that lead to the same place. It's just finding the right path and then using it effectively so that we get the proper information and we allow the proper information to come in. Sometimes one of the things that affects a lot of us is that we get so focused, we get so myopic in whatever it is that we're looking to do that we miss the big picture. You know, we get so focused that we wanted to go a particular way or we wanted to do a particular thing at a certain point that we totally blow past what can be considered a shortcut and end up taking the longer route. So a level of flexibility is always necessary. It's necessary in life, it's necessary in business, it's necessary in relationships, it's necessary in everything. You know, life is complicated yet very simple. The problem is that most of us overcomplicate it because we throw stuff in. We throw trash into the situation that doesn't need to be thrown into it. So again, back to what I was saying before, there's a level of flexibility that is necessary. Planning in life is an important thing. We all need to have a plan, and we all need to use our plans. So actually don't make up a plan and then don't use it. Just understand that that plan may have changes that need to be adjusted. However, we must also be willing to throw out your plan or our plan when we find that that plan is the wrong plan. And it's not going to take us to where we need to be. Again, the overall goal is keeping your eye on the goal as you try to get where you want to be. If you're staring at the road, sometimes you can't see what's in front of you. Years ago, when I was a young lass learning how to drive, or lad learning how to drive, someone once told me that when you drive your car, you can't focus on the car in front of you. What you have to do, but you can't focus on the road, you have to focus on what's in front of you. And when you focus on what's in front of you, it's not just the car in front of you, you're focusing on the car ahead of that, ahead of that, ahead of that. Because your goal is to get to that distance. It's not just to not hit that car in front of you. You also have to use a peripheral vision so that you see more than what's, you see everything that's around you and not just what's in front of you. We use the same mindset in the martial arts. In the martial arts, there's a level of flexibility. It's not just that strong push forward, but it's that ability to not only act, but react. And we find that if the muscles are too rigid, what ends up happening is that it slows down your reaction time. So what you think is actually making you faster makes you slower. Why? Because like everything, you have to untense those muscles in order for you to move to the next move or make the next action or react. Also, it's very easy to see, too, that when two things are pressing against each other in a hard way, in order for you to move, you have to untense those muscles so that you can adjust and so that you can make the necessary movements. That's why arts like Aikido and some levels of jiu-jitsu or some types of jiu-jitsu and even karate use the movements that they use. It's not force on force. Plus that, remember, too, if two hard things hit each other, eventually one of those things is going to prove harder or they're both going to break. And I don't think that you want to break. So we need to have, again, flexibility. Flexibility of the body, flexibility of the heart, flexibility of the mind, and be open to new experiences and also learn from the old experiences. A lot of us continue to do the same things over and over again, and those things are not serving us. That is, what was it called? Repeating the same thing and expecting a different result is a sign of insanity. Again, that's where we're talking about somebody that isn't flexible, somebody that doesn't want to change, somebody that has decided that it needs to be a certain way and it's going to be that way no matter what, even though that way proves to not be as effective or useful as it should be. So the flexibility in the mind is something that we need to look at, and we need to look at it very strongly, and we need to keep an open mind on what we want, because the ultimate goal is what? It's getting to where we want to get. It's the ultimate goal. That's where we want to get. So the foundation of everything is in that flexibility. I'm not talking about being wishy-washy or going from one subject to another. But what I'm talking about is taking in all things and learning from each thing that happens to you as you go through life. Think of all the companies that did not plan. Like, let's say when the internet came about. Most of the companies back in, years ago, before the internet came out, that did not plan and did not adjust, they considered it to be a fad, they went the way of the dodo. Why? Because the internet was here to stay. Matter of fact, the internet is still here. And the internet is still a strong portion of what goes on in our lives. And I'm just using this as an example. So those companies that did not embrace or at least adjust to the internet ended up becoming victim to those that did adjust. Those that did see the quantum leaps that they could do for their business, their bottom line, and their overall finances. So again, those companies that didn't listen to the fact that the internet was here and didn't welcome that technology, they failed. They're gone. So why not be flexible? You must again have an open mind, and you must never stop learning and growing on as many levels as possible if you're looking to find success. You know, there's a word out, and the word is called leverage. Leverage is something that helps you. You have to use the things that are going to help you to gain leverage so that you can develop and so that you can grow and so that you can get the things out of what you're looking to get out of them and get the most out of it. Are we going to miss opportunities as we do different things? Yes, we are. But the thing is to miss that small opportunity and then seize the bigger one. The one is to keep an open mind as to what's going on. Right now, as far as businesses are concerned, we're in the midst of, again, another technology or technological revolution. Today, the biggest thing online, if you want to talk about business, is going mobile. Right now, we are all fighting, as far as business, we're all fighting for that almighty dollar. And that almighty dollar is becoming more and more elusive. But those that don't change, those that don't adjust, those that don't keep up with the times, again, will become prey to it. They will not succeed. They will not move forward. They will not find the success in which they're looking to find. So today, the biggest thing that's going to help most businesses to develop and in some cases level the deck with the bigger companies that have, again, more finance, more resources, and things like that, is mobile technology. Mobile is the way to go. I'm sure that you've heard it said before that the one thing that nobody seems to leave home without is their cell phone. They seem to keep that thing on them like as if it was the holy grail to success. That little 4-inch screen in some cases has become the most valuable 4 inches of real estate that there are. And that's something to keep in mind. And again, the reason that I'm using these analogies is because, one, business is the heartbeat of our world. Two, that same level of flexibility when I talk about the internet and I talk about mobile and the use of mobile are the same types of flexibility and open mind that I'm talking about in order for us to grow and develop. You know, in order to not be a victim of history, we must learn it. So as we learn history and as we learn the different things that we need to do, we need to understand that we need to adjust and position ourselves so that we are able to take advantage of it as we go to find ways to deal with our goals and to handle our goals so that we can find the success that we're looking for. Right now, again, talking about the world that we live in, this fast-paced, fast-moving environment that we are all growing in and all hope to thrive in, mobile is the way to go. And when I say mobile, I'm talking about the cell phone. I'm talking about text message marketing. I'm talking about things like that. But as we go and we develop and as we try to move forward in our lives, we also need to find a vehicle that is going to be easy to deal with, that's going to be something that helps us and doesn't hurt us, and is something that the public, the general public, is going to adhere to or gravitate to as they move forward to do their business. Again, it's all about making life simple. Life is only hard because we make it hard. So if you're going to look at something in the lines of, let's say, text message marketing, you need to look at something that is brand notability. You need to look at something that is easy for your public to remember. You need to look at something that is already common to the ears and the minds of other people and something that's going to stay in their mind. You know, you ever think of the old commercials that come out, Coca-Cola? You know, Coca-Cola's jingle are jingles that stay with you. You know, McDonald's, they're jingles that stay with you. Why? Because they're natural names. You know, different slogans, different phraseologies are things that stay in your mind. You know, Colgate. Perfect example is the fax machine, you know, or Xerox. Xerox is the perfect example. A lot of people, when they used fax machines and when fax machines first came out, who was the number one provider of fax machines or the most well-known or best advertised? It was Xerox. So whenever somebody needed a fax, what did they say? Oh, yeah, I got to get me a Xerox machine. Xerox was not the only company that made fax machines. However, Xerox put their name out there so effectively that everybody that needs a fax machine said Xerox. You know, Microsoft. Microsoft was another brand that was able to throw their name out there so that when people needed a computer, they thought of Microsoft. You know, Dell. Dell was another company. They went out there and they put their name out so effectively that a whole lot of people started saying that they needed a Dell computer. You know, it's just amazing how branding controls us and how the media and how different advertising and ad companies use slogans to create basically a brand. And understand, too, that everybody is a brand. You're a brand, I'm a brand, businesses are brands, car dealerships are brands, banks are brands. Everything is a brand, and your brand is something that you also have to guard. And you have to take very, very close attention to, because you don't want to ineffectively or limit your brand in any way. You know, I was listening to a show not too long ago where they were talking about Facebook, and they were talking about today, in today's world, you need to understand that everything and everybody is a brand, and that in the digital world, in the electronic world, everything that you put out there is out there forever. It used to be you put something out there, it stayed for a little while, and then it disappeared. But now they're talking about young people that have Facebooks and other media out there, computer media, mobile media, things like that, and there's pictures of them drinking, or there's pictures of them doing something stupid, or there's some picture that's very compromising that somehow made it to the World Wide Web. And they were talking about that you have to really be careful with your brand, and the reason you have to be careful with your brand is because that picture could show back up 20 years from now, because electronic media is here forever. And when we say it's here forever, it means as long as the world stays the way that it is, it's going to be something that is retrievable. It's going to be something that can be used against you or used for you, depending on what it is. So that now you have to be really careful with your brand. And that's the same thing with businesses. What are businesses trying to do for the most part? Businesses are trying to get people in their stores. However, most businesses are more concentrating on trying to bring in new business than trying to stimulate the old. Ladies and gentlemen, it costs you 8 times the amount of money to get a new customer than it does to keep an old. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 100 times easier to get the person who shopped in your store once to shop in your store again. First off, they already know you. They've already shown you some interest because they've come into your establishment and they've actually used your product or service. Now, the onus is on you to provide an exceptional experience for that customer. Why is that? So that that customer will come back to you again and again and again. So that that customer will buy from you not once, but 3, 4, 5, 6 times, or maybe 12 times a year, which is once a month. If you can get a customer to come into your establishment, into your business, or buy your brand, or remember your name ahead of somebody else's, you have a level of power. You have a level of leverage. That leverage is that this is somebody that knows you. People don't really like change. People also don't like dealing with brands that they don't know. People like staying with things that are consistent. Why is that? Because it's the way it is, to be honest. However, that is something that you can use to your advantage, especially if you're in a business where you sell a particular product or service, especially if you want people to remember your name. So, again, when we talk about branding, we want to use something that, one, is going to provide excellent service, two, is going to provide dependable service, that's a quality, and three, something that's going to stay remembered, that's going to be in the minds of other people as we improve our ability to market, as we improve our ability to grab share of what's out there. Understand, and please understand clearly, that you're in business to survive. You're in business to keep your doors open, and the only way that you're going to do that is by getting people to come into your store. The mindset that the customer is always right is one that you need to keep in mind, or at least you need to make the customer believe that they're always right. Now, I'm not talking about manipulating the customer. I'm not talking about taking advantage of the customer. What I'm talking about is to provide a service so that when they think of something that they need, they also think of you. And also to label yourself with a brand that's easy for them to remember so that they don't fall, you don't fall out of their minds. You don't fall out of their heads. So when we're talking about something like marketing or text message marketing, and we're talking about brand and life and planning and flexibility and self-improvement and action and getting your market share, we're talking about something, again, that needs to be remembered. So if you're looking for something in the areas of text message marketing, I can only recommend one product to you, and that's iZig. And iZig in the sense of when everybody else is zagging, you want to be zigging. Plus that, if you're going to look at a text message marketing tool, device, or system, you want to look at something that's going to, again, be memorable. And a short code in text message marketing, that's what they use, which is a 4, 5, or 6-digit code for your SMN, which is your short message. You want to use something like 90210. If you use 90210 as your short code, that is a 5-digit number that nobody will forget. Actually, it's one of the most powerful 5-digit codes in the world. Why? Because there's so many different positive and famous things associated with those 5 numbers. So, if you're looking to brand your company, if you're a dentist's office, if you're a doctor's office, if you're at a bank, if you're a personal brand, if you're a celebrity, if you're a restaurant, a club, anything that you can think of, a boutique, hair place, any of those things, you want to, again, get it to where you're in your customer's mind and where you're stimulating growth by offering discounts, by offering knowledge and useful information, by helping people to plan their lives, by making their lives easier, by giving them solutions to problems in some cases they may not even realize that they do, that they have problems with. But bringing it to their attention, what does it do? It improves their lives and it improves their ability to now think of you as a solution instead of part of a problem. That's another thing that we want to be, ladies and gentlemen. We want to be a solution to our customers. We want to be a solution to our fan base. We want to be a solution to the people who want to use a service, and they want to use a service that is easy to remember, reliable, dependable, and gives them a level of quality that far exceeds anybody else. So my recommendation, if you're looking for a marketing tool, if you're looking for a way to brand yourself, a way to get your name out there, a way to get your customers or your fan base to think of you more than they do anybody else, is to find yourself a company that is going to help you do so. iZig is that company. And I know you guys have heard me say iZig a couple of times, and you've heard me say 90210 a couple of times, but you want to brand your name as something that is memorable, something that is going to stay in the minds of other people and is going to help you to grow and develop. And again, help you to get more of the market share of what's out there as far as your market share for business. And 90210 can do that. Why? Again, it's the most recognizable 5-digit codes that there are. iZig is now one of the number one companies for text message and mobile media marketing. What is iZig? Again, iZig is a multi-marketing company. They not only help you to brand yourself, they also have services in retail that you can do. How can you get involved with iZig? The way that you can get involved with iZig is, one, just to get a better understanding of what iZig is and how it could help you on so many levels, you could get a digital business card, you could use digital scheduling, you could do text to win. You can offer discounts and also knowledge. You can also communicate with your customer, with the people that are your clients, in a more powerful and more better way. That level of communication is what gives you power. That accessibility is through that mobile device that everyone has on their hips. And if they forget, they will turn around and go get, and that is their mobile phone. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, go to your computer and type in www.izig, which is izig.com, /Z Success. Z Success is connected. So www.izigg.com/Z and then success. And once you do that, take a look at the three videos. There are three videos that are on that site. Watch those three videos. They will only take a moment of your time. And as you watch those three videos, it will give you a clearer understanding on how the world is growing and how mobile is the way to go, because everyone is going where the eyes are. And where are the eyes? The eyes are on their mobile phone. The eyes are on that device that they keep on their hip. Their eyes are on communicating. Again, you've got people that have walked into trucks, that have done all types of things because they're so busy texting. We've become a nation of texters. We would rather text than talk in most cases. We would rather text than communicate with people on any other level. And the fact is that we're doing it in astronomical ways. The amount of texting that's going on in the world is just phenomenal. And people are texting so much and so frequently that it's really become a revolution. It's become a revolution that has just taken over the world at hand. And you need to get a hand of that. If you're looking just to make extra money, if you're looking to grow your brand, if you're looking to help others, Izigg is the way to go. So when you look at the Izigg agency of Z Success, what you want to do is you want to go to tab one and look at the Izigg story. Remember that 68% of Americans own a cell phone, all right? 68.7 million are texting frequently. 79% of text messages are opened within the first, are opened, and 83% are opened within the first hour. There are 1.5 trillion texts done every second. That's triple what the number was in 2007. 52,083 texts are sent every second. And like I said, 90% of all text messages are open. Mobile is no longer an exception. It's the rule. And you can capitalize on it in reality. You need to go where the eyes are. Anyway, when you click on tab one, when you go to the website, you have the Izigg story. Then you have 90210, which explains 90210. And then tab number three is how it works. And it's really simple, ladies and gentlemen, and for anybody, it's real simple. Technology is a marvel nowadays. And who's using mobile? Everybody's using mobile. We have been asked by a lot of people, how do you grow so quickly over the past, 30 or 20 days? And how is it possible to become the top in the 25,000 most visited websites? Izigg is that website. Why? Because we provide a service. We also have no contracts or any of those things. Those are the things that are going to help you grow. So the people that use it, it puts the onus of to try to provide the best and greatest service that it can. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, in this economy, we need to look at every edge that we can possibly look at. Izigg is an edge. If you're looking to make some extra money, if you're looking to grow a business, if you're looking to get out of the grind and get out of the rat race, then 90210 could be the answer for you. On the website, there's also going to be the address to Izigg so that you can take a look at it and see it for yourself. Take a look and see exactly what I'm talking about. Get the Izigg experience and use it at this time when it could be the core of developing your world and developing your life. Don't let it be like the internet, and don't let it pass you by. Take advantage of it and get on the wave and ride it to its fruition. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time. And as always on the Zurian Show, we hope we bring you information that is useful and information that is also powerful. Izigg is the next great thing. Let's step forward and let's do the things that we need to do. Again, thank you for your time and your patience. And as always, I hope that everyone has a great and powerful day. Take care. Be well. Today is now. Take action.